quarter to six, 40 degrees. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day on this a Thursday, October 12th. It's the opening night for Sam Shovel, Private Eye, Crime Well Done. And doesn't look like it's going to be raining when you come, but it may be when you leave with a high chance of rain. They're saying after 8 o'clock tonight. So, in fact, 100% chance of rain. So, anyhow, bring your umbrella, your raincoat, something. But do come tonight. Valley Brook Church, Barstow Street, downtown Eau Claire, the remodeled Hollywood Theater. Jason Cans, there's your invite.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's a very high chance of rain.
Yeah. Yeah, 100% is pretty high.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I don't think it can go higher.
We have an incredible, this is just a really rainy forecast. I mean, tonight after 8, that 100%, it's tomorrow. It's 100% chance of 1 to 2 inches, 90% chance of rain on Friday night. And then it all winds up Saturday. So that's...
We're going to get wet.
Yeah. Enjoy today until the rain. So
there you go.
Are you a guy... Do you typically bring an umbrella if you know it's raining? Do you just kind of make it from the house to the car or what?
No, I usually try to remember to bring an umbrella. I don't like my hair to get messed up by the rain. So
your hair, you're bald.
That is true. Yeah. Yeah, it just runs right out. No, I try to remember to bring an umbrella. I don't like wet clothes once I get into work again. So
the idea of there's a lot of pluses to being bald, right?
There are. That's one of them. Yeah.
You don't have to pay for haircuts.
Yeah, you just kind of do it yourself.
Every day you don't have to worry about doing your hair, washing it, the whole deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of that. Yeah, I think there are, you know, when I first started going bald, I thought this is going to be terrible. But now it's actually quite good to have that happen. So it's a call for people to go bald, I guess.
So would you consider as a tattoo bald is beautiful, or you don't necessarily need that?
I don't know if I need that. Although a tattoo I love, I've seen it before as a guy. And I don't know if he actually got this or not, or if they just drew it on, but it's someone pushing a lawnmower along the edge of his bald spot on his hair. Uh-huh. And I thought that was very creative. So
yeah, there you go.
I probably won't do that. Yeah.
But now it was not on his head, though. But
it was, yeah.
It was on his head?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll see if I can find it. I'll send it to you later.
You never know. You never know. All right. Well, it's kind of, we did 11 weeks of Larry Crabb and then turning to the scripture and letters to the beloved. And so I'm still kind of getting used to the fact that, I can ask you a meaningful question before we do that. But
you can.
Today we talked about the rain and baldness. So, all right.
Yeah. I mean, those are meaningful.
That'll have
there's
to
great Bible passages about baldness, actually.
Yeah. So. Give me one.
I love the story of Elisha where the boys are making fun of him and they're saying, go up, you bald head, go up, you bald head. And then he calls bears out of the woods to come in and maul several of them.
Hey.
So it's a story that you don't hear preached about a lot.
No, that's not a Sunday school story, really.
Correct. Yeah, that's right. But it is in there.
Thank you for that this morning. Yeah, okay. Well, it's about baldness. It's got baldness in there. So, all right. All right. Well, I think we're 2 chapters into the Gospel of Mark, and we got verses 1 and 2 today of Mark chapter 3.
Yeah, it says, Jesus went into the synagogue again and noticed a man with a deformed hand. Since it was the Sabbath, Jesus' enemies watched him closely. If he healed the man's hand, they planned to accuse him of working on the Sabbath.
All right, and in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you tackle those verses this way. Going again to the synagogue, Jesus found a man whose hand did not work. By this time, he developed a reputation around Galilee, and everyone watched him, some with wonder and hope, others with bitterness and anger. They wanted to see if he would heal the man, believing that doing so broke my law. They were fault finders looking to find fault.
You know, I see that happening a lot, maybe even with me, is this idea of looking for fault in the people around us. And what would it look like for us to watch other people with wonder and hope and love rather than leading with this idea of looking for what people are doing wrong?
Yeah, I think to the degree there's a lot of anger, criticalness, and negativity, and that's counter to encouragement, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we have to look first within ourselves for that. Yeah, that certainly caught my attention one more time. It says they were fault finders looking to find fault. So Is that the way God's calling us to be? Certainly, you should begin with yourself. I mean, I guess that's taking the log out of your eye, right?
So, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, I'm looking to get the pastor appreciation comments any way I can. And on your way in this morning, and thanks for coming out, by the way.
You're welcome.
You said that you got some pastor appreciation comments for me.
Yeah. My wife and I attend Peace Church, and we got a shout out there for Pastor Mark and Pastor David over there at Peace Church. They do a wonderful job in keeping those messages connecting with the congregation and those attending, and throwing in some modern day associations to really get that message to drive home. So,
excellent.
Thank you for all they do.
Well, Aaron Libner, president of the board for Fierce Freedom, with us in studio. Aaron, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining in with our Pastor Appreciation Day earlier here in the hour, recognizing those pastors at Peace Church in Eau Claire. So, first of all, tell us a little bit about Fierce Freedom and how you ended up in a leadership position on the board.
Yeah, great. Yeah, Fierce Freedom, we're an organization that's out there fighting against human trafficking and domestic human trafficking in general, and just really trying to teach the dignity and worth of individuals and try to hit it upstream before people maybe find themselves in a situation. But really how I came to be a part of Fierce Freedom was through my involvement with the Rotary in town, a community service-based organization, and I was at a conference, got to hear a couple survivor victims of trafficking, and their stories really impacted me, and I felt pretty blessed to have a bunch of connections here in Eau Claire, so I needed to do something, and I looked at my wife, and I said, this is something I got to get involved with, and one of the victims of trafficking mentioned Fierce Freedom in Altoona, and so Monday when I got back, I reached out and talked to our new director, Kat, who wasn't our director at the time, but we got connected. One thing led to another, and we put on Hidden in Plain Sight at the Pablo Center in 2020, and the rest is history. I ended up joining the board and later on in 2020, and then 2021, I became the board president, so it's kind of the fast ramp up of how I got into it.
And how's the experience been for you?
It's truly been a blessing. I mean, the work that our team does, our volunteers assist with, all the wonderful keynote speakers, just everybody involved with the organization, even yourself, for the volunteer you do, it really just makes a huge difference on bringing that awareness out into our communities, letting people know that this is something in our own back doorsteps here that we need to be aware of. We need to educate our families, our friends, and we need to watch out for our youth and those vulnerable.
So you've got a conference coming up October 27th. It's Empower Freedom at the Holiday Inn Eau Claire South on I-94. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so human trafficking impacts each one of us in ways that we don't always expect. Fierce Freedom has been notified of 8 trafficking cases locally this year alone. It could be a friend, it could be a coworker, child, or family member. We need to know what to look for and how to help. You'll hear real accounts of trafficking in our area from experts in the field speaking to topics ranging from digital trends and safety, mental health resources, best practices for law enforcement, pathways to healing for exploited populations, and ways to create home environment resilient to exploitation. And this is really open to parents, community members, healthcare professionals, law enforcement. There's really something for everyone.
And so, again, this is 9 to 3 on October 27th. But, today's already October 12th. So it's right around the corner here, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yeah, that's correct. We got our deadline for signing up is coming up quick here. While we have a official deadline to get to our friends at Johnny Steakhouse for our numbers there as of the tomorrow. Somebody's really interested in going to the Canic deadline, you have them reach out to me. Otherwise, you can go to our website at fiercefreedom.org, click the banner, and that'll take you right to the ticket sale. We also have a special, if you use Fierce Friend as the promo code, it'll take $5 off of that admission fee to get it there. So really looking forward to seeing as many people as we possibly can get there. I was there last year with our team. It's truly inspirational. It will be transformational. And I believe anybody who attends, especially if you you know, watch the Sound of Freedom, you'll be just as inspired to want to learn more and how to more to get involved.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Well, and doing a job right here in the Chippewa Valley, but reverberating out to the state and beyond with some of the work you guys have done with training materials and more, an education focus. Again, Fierce Freedom, working to end the cycle of human trafficking and exploitation. The Empower Freedom Conference to equip communities to end the cycle of human trafficking and exploitation. Friday, October 27th, 9 to 3. Again, learn more at fiercefreedom.org. Aaron Libner, thanks so much.
Thanks, Mark.
Well, Caleb, it's Pastor Appreciation Month. I think the official Sunday for it was this past Sunday, but we're taking today, Thursday, October 12th, and asking people to help us recognize and appreciate pastors.
Yeah, so this is the WIB Wake Up Show's Pastor Appreciation Day, and we would love to hear from you in your own voice, as always preferred. 715-396-1670. Leave us a voicemail. 396-1670. And again, if you have more than one pastor in your church, we would love to hear you recognize more than one. That's great. Help us get to that goal of at least 50 pastors recognized. And beyond just this on the year, man, you can bring them things. You can give them gifts. That's wonderful, too. But sometimes just a little handwritten note, some gesture of appreciation to let them know that you're praying for them, and then follow up on that. But do it. I mean, as a pastor's kid, I know that there's a lot of times where I think our pastors are expected to encourage everyone else and to hold everyone else up. But who's lifting them up? Who's holding them up? So this is important.
You know of what you speak. Aaron was with us in studio and recognized some pastors from Peace Church, but also his friend Ben Leatherberry has been starting a church, Clearwater Presbyterian, and he recognizes him on the listener line at 715-396-1670. We've also got a listener left this comment.
Yes, good morning. This is Doug from Sand Creek. Just wanted to recognize my pastor, Pastor Tylen Dalrymple of Christ Lutheran in Chautauqua. Does a terrific job. He preaches from the Word, and he preaches truth, and that's what I so appreciate about him. And just want to give him a thank you this morning. And thank you, WIB, for recognizing pastors.
Bye-bye. All right, thank you, Doug, in Sand Creek this morning. So that gets us up to 7. And I see Cody on the listener line as well at 715-396-1670 says he'd like to give a shout-out to Chuck Apple, formerly of Harvest Time Church in Eau Claire. Cody says, helping open my eyes and heart to my very first non-denominational church, and more recently, Paul Berthume from Jacob's Well. He says, however, now I attend a house church that's led by Michael McCandless, who has immense heart for our youth. So that's three more to the list. And he says, lastly, for Kirk Cameron's birthday, could you please play the Fireproof movie version of While I'm Waiting from John Waller? So packing it all in there this morning.
There you go. Again, we would love to hear from you. 715-396-1670. Plug that right into your phone. That's our WIB listener line for text or voicemail. We'd love to hear, again, a shout-out in your own voice if you'd be willing to do it for a pastor or multiple pastors from your church, those you appreciate, those who serve in vocational ministry. And again, I mean, even as Cody mentioned, too, I mean, there's some pastors who are able to do this full-time as a vocation, but there's others, too, I know, maybe a small church, and they're working full-time or part-time jobs to be able to continue the work of ministry and also support their family. And so, again, man, just our way of saluting our pastors, but hopefully all of this serves as a reminder to us all to encourage and pray for those in pastoral ministry. I mean, we see from Scripture, again, that shepherds have a high degree of accountability before the Lord, a high degree of responsibility and accountability, and they need our prayers.
And your pastor appreciation comments here, welcome on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, 715-396-1670, the talk and text line. We'd love it in your own voice if possible. Thanks to this listener for calling in.
Yes, good morning. This is a member from St. Paul's Lutheran Church at Curtis, Wisconsin, calling in to recognize Pastor Donald Bruce, one of the nicest guys you could ask for, just a tremendous pastor, does his job extremely well. Thank you very much.
WWIB looking for 50 pastor recognitions between now and 9 here, and we've got Jeannie and Boyd on the line. Hi, Jeannie. Welcome to the WIB Wake Up Show.
Hi. I would like to recognize Pastor Craig Lindgren from the Maple Grove Bible Church in Stanley, Wisconsin.
Okay, tell us a bit about Craig.
Pastor Craig just does a wonderful job of shepherding his flock. We're a small community church that he just brings unity, showing us God's love, not only on a Sunday, but also throughout the week. Mm.
Terrific. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to call in this morning.
Thank you for recognizing them.
All right, there we go. Up Thank to 14 you, pastor recognitions now. 715-396-1670 is the talk and text line, and we got this message.
Yeah, this is Greg Allen. Lady Smith, I'd like to nominate two pastors from New Hope Apostolic Church, Brian York and Greg Welkin.
All right, I apologize. Some of the quality, maybe not the best, but there we go. Those folks recognized as well. Gets us up to 16, Caleb.
And we heard from Sandy from Conrath. She says, big shout out to my pastor, Dr. Jeremy Allard at Sheldon Church of Christ. She says, God has blessed him with so many gifts that bless his flock. His helpmate, Jennifer, is also such a blessing. God has blessed Sheldon Church of Christ real good, Sandy says. She says, thanks be to God and thanks be to Pastor Jeremy.
Caleb, it's a small world because I am going to talk to Pastor Jeremy today in the noon hour because I'm actually speaking there on behalf of Fierce Freedom a week from Sunday.
So, well, there you go.
Yeah, it's a small world. All right, that gets us up to 17 here this morning and welcoming more of your messages and comments at 715-396-1670. Let's see what we got here.
I'd like to honor our pastors from the Ladysmith Cluster. Father Poppy Yoruba from Lady of Sorrows in Ladysmith, St. Anthony de Padua in Tony, Wisconsin, and St. Mary's of Czestochowa in Hawkins, Wisconsin. This is Ron, and we want to honor Father Poppy Yoruba. He is a great guy, and we're very honored and very blessed to have Father Poppy. Thank you.
If I understand correctly, that Father Poppy serving three different
Multiple
congregations.
Churches, yeah.
So wow. You got your hands full there.
The children's service. And I'd also like to recognize retired pastors that also have preached at our church, Pastor Bob File, Pastor Gary Lodhoff, and Pastor John Truen. Thank you to all of these people. And on Sunday, we will be having a reception and for Pastor Appreciation Day. Thanks. And thanks to WWIB for recognizing all these pastors.
Well, thank you, Don. Appreciate that. And I think we counted up maybe five more added there,
Caleb. I think five, yeah. So thank you so much, Don.
That gets us up to 24 here on WWIB on the WIB Wake Up Show on this Thursday morning. And get another one seemingly from the Keepers family, recognizing two pastors from their church, Micah Minton and Pastor Joey Olson. So make it 26. We're more than halfway there.
Yeah. Thank you, kids, for participating on the way to school. Treat your music teacher nicely.
Your sister. Yeah. Yes. Caleb, we started maybe a bit slow with Pastor Appreciation Day, but we're gaining momentum. And we got Brian in Menominee. Hi, Brian.
Good morning.
Go ahead. What pastor you want to recognize?
James Cameron from Menominee Alliance Church in Menominee.
And what do you appreciate?
He's very good at appreciate his challenges to live like Jesus lived.
Mm-hmm. Menominee Alliance Church.
Correct.
Are you going to be there? They're doing like a pastor event. I just sound like, how are you going to all these churches? I just happen to be going there again October 21st for a because you're doing like a Friday night and a Saturday next weekend for this parenting event. Are you aware of that? You going to be a part of that?
Yes, I'll at least my wife will be a part of it. I'm not sure I'm going to be there for the whole thing, but some of it, yes.
Terrific.
Fantastic.
All right, look forward to seeing you there. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it. All right, Caleb, well, we're getting more and more up to 27 comments now, and more folks are leaving comments for us as we're asking, thank you, at 715-396-1670. This is the Pastor Appreciation Day during this full month of that on the WIB Wake Up Show. Let's catch this one.
Good morning. I would like to recognize three terrific pastors, Pastor Eldon Carlson, Pastor Patrick Rhodes, and Pastor Chuck Babbitt, all from Bloomer Baptist Church. We're so blessed to have them They are leading their flock in a wonderful way. Thank you.
All right, great to hear that. That gets us up to 30, and let's listen to this one.
Hi, I just want to thank the pastor, Pastor Ray North from the Freedom Community Church in New Auburn. He's just a great pastor, always willing to serve, and he's also my dad, so that's an even better ministry that I get to see. So thanks, Dad.
Right on. PKs,
yeah,
love it.
Right. PKs Unite. Sarah in Fall Creek says thanks for Pastor Paul Berthume and youth pastor Grace Subaga at Jacob's Well Church. And now I think, Caleb, I'm starting to be numerically challenged here in terms of...
Yeah, we're getting there because we also heard Julie from Ridgeland. She says, thank you to Pastor Lee at First United Methodist Church in Barron. We appreciate all you do for our church family. We also heard from Jen from Eau Claire, and she says, I'd like to recognize Pastor Kirk Militzer and Pastor Brian Quaid from Bethesda Lutheran Church, and also Pastor Paul Larson, who's the president of our synod, Pastor Brandon Pangman, who used to be a pastor at Bethesda and is now leading our synod's North American mission, and Pastor Matt Schweitzer, also formerly of Bethesda and now a worship speaking pastor at Emmaus Road Church in Iowa. Of course, Matt used to be part of the SNA show here on WWIB. And Jen says, love them all for their servants' hearts. That's really a common theme that we're hearing again and again in these pastor appreciation comments from you. We love hearing your own voice, 715-396-1670. But service, service, service. And man, thank the Lord for these godly ones.
Let's get another quick comment.
Hi, we want to give a big shout out to Pastor Mary Erickson from Hope Lutheran Church in Eau Claire, where all are welcome. We really appreciate you, Mary.
Do we get this second comment here as well from the Sheldon Church of Christ? Beth was leaving that message, giving gratitude and praise to Pastor Jeremy Allard there, says he's been so warm and welcoming to her family, and also... getting another comment here on the listener line at 715-396-1670.
Hi, this is Rolanda Rada calling. I would like to thank my pastor, Monsignor Gorman, at St. Charles Parish in Chippewa. He is such a wonderful sharer of the Word of Christ. He is very knowledgeable, and he teaches us to be doers of the Word, not just listeners of the Word. So I just want to give him a big thank you, and all the other pastors in this community. Thank you. Have a good day.
We'll tell you what, we'll take one more segment around 8:45 to gather these together, but we still welcome your comments here at WWIB. And tell you what, I'm going to read one from my wife, Caleb. All right.
Sure.
Stayed married for 25 years, and here's one of the ways you read what your wife sends you. And she says, I hear your pastor appreciation request. She says, I wanted to appreciate my brother, Pastor Doug Leckler, at the Bible Center Church in Maiden Rock. She says, he's made it through his first year of being a pastor. He's so sincere about serving God and his congregation. I admire him so much. So there you go. Thanks, honey, for that.